Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Cinephile, you're listening to the Big Fred Tuesday, the weekly online radio show on all things cinema. And joining us at this time is Gustavo Pizzi, who is the director of a miniseries named The Last Days of Gilda from Brazil. It's based on a theatre monologue slash play, but definitely resonates with today's world because it's the story that revolves around a free and independent woman living in a neighbourhood on the edge of the favela and the increasing hostilities between her and the reactionary Christians gaining the upper hand on the territory. This is just a brief synopsis. And of course, The Last Days of Gilda has been presented at the Berlinale in its Berlinale series section. Very happy to be talking about it. Gustavo, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure, Matt. Nice to meet you.
I wanted to start off by sort of asking you a very simple question. You probably answered this a lot over whatever number of interviews you've done so far, but how much of this series is inspired by the current socio-political situation of Brazil?
Yeah, I think that we are always thinking about the time we are living. This is about the original play was wrote in 2003, for example. And of course, we brought a lot of things from the original monologue. It was something like some phrases, some small parts. They became bigger parts for the script. So we, of course, after 2016, we were really thinking about the political situation in our country. And around the world too. So we brought a lot from what was happening in the world and in our neighborhoods too. And in our country, the political situation is really, it's almost just like that when you see.
Yeah, especially for the arts, it must be very difficult right now, right?
Yeah, because when we shot the series between the two rounds of the presidential election in Brazil in 2018. We were in a really strange moment as many places of the world. But at the beginning, we didn't believe that Bolsonaro would win the election, would go to the second round. And then when we start shooting, we were there with Bolsonaro and Haddad, the guy from the left wing. And we were starting to realize that he could win. And we were anxious about what could happen to our industry, what could happen to our lives, because it was already, we could already understand where we could be in a few time.
Right.
And yes, it was now after he came to the, he was elected, and we saw that it was really, really terrible for all of us. We used to have 300,000 people employed by the Brazilian industry of cinema. And nowadays, of course, we have the pandemic, but even before it was devastated.
Yeah, I heard some terrible things about the Cinemateca Brasileira as well, which is very sad. But that makes all the series, a series such as yourself, your own one, all the more significant. And I'm also thinking, do you think that it's particularly significant that the protagonist of The Last Days of Gilda is a woman, a free and independent woman?
Yeah, she's there trying to live her life as the way she believes it's right. She's not doing nothing bad to anyone. But people around her, they believe that they can stop her to doing what she believes. And it's something that we were facing in Brazil, because in doing films or things that we use it to believe, we started to have a persecution against artists, against some parts of the society. And yeah, it's been hard for her. As for everyone, we were talking about. Yeah.
But in terms of her actually being a female character, the perception throughout history has always been that free and independent women are a real threat against the social norm, so to speak. So I wondered whether that mm-hmm. also came into play when you were working on the series, the significance of that.
Yes, it's really important. When I saw for the first time the play, the original play on the stage, I was there. It was 2004, and at that time, it was already something really significant, even more than we think nowadays. At that moment, when we start to work for the first ideas of a script, it was something really, really important to us already. And from those last years, all the conquerors that the feminist movement were getting, Gilda became even more significant to understand, to try to bring these discussions to her body, to her way of being there. She doesn't need to say nothing like a statement. She's the statement.
So before we continue to dissect the series and talk about its style a bit, I wanted to ask you, as a side note, I'm curious, do you have a personal definition for freedom?
Well, that's a tough question. I believe that freedom is that's something that you make what you believe, the way that you believe. If you're not doing something wrong, or if you're doing something that nothing against anyone, and you have the chance to live your life the way that you can make the best for your life, maybe around, I would say something around that.
It's a difficult concept to kind of define. It's amazing, really, especially in.
Yeah, it's amazing to bring this, because you come out of the regular questions and make my brain works differently. Congratulations for the question.
Well, no, because I realized that while I was watching the series too, I felt that I sensed a timelessness to it that also makes me think about the repetition of time and how some things just history repeats itself. And I wondered whether that was intentional. Did you want that, or was that just me, the sense of timelessness?
Yeah, I think that it's something that always happened, what happened to Gilda. If she lived in the Middle Ages, for example, she would be persecuted and maybe treated as a witch, for example, and maybe burned, you know. If she lived in the 60s in Brazil, on the moment of the dictatorship government, Brazilian government, at that moment, she would be arrested and killed for the government also. And nowadays, we have this different challenge that we are facing in our society. And we have to understand how to deal with this challenge of this time, specific time. But it's always really hard to see what's happening when we're living on that moment. So that's something that when we make a film or write a book, or, you know, you have ways to think about your time, they are really important to bring more attention for some points and help the general discussion around the society.
Right, yeah. And speaking of art. We've talked about the importance of art. And another thing that I noticed while I was watching the series is that there's so many influences and so much style. I mean, the style of the film is very eclectic to me. It felt like there was many elements and influences coming from different places. Again, we go back to this sense of timelessness that I spoke of. But would you define yourself as the sort of filmmaker who likes to take different influences from different visual arts and different artworks and different films too? I noticed maybe this was just me again, a little Johnny Guitar Western influence here or there. But yeah, do you like to do that?
Yeah, I think that each project is a different project. It's kind of relearn everything again. And of course, you have a lot of things that you use it to watch and study, and it's all, everything is there. All the reference that you have as a student or as an artist there with you. And when you are working something new, you're trying to discover that universe. It's something that the moment that you're going to use, even if it's not something that you were thinking about specifically about that, but it came. And of course, you have your beauty and universe. And when you are beauty and universe, you have to understand the rules of that universe to make sense with the whole thing you have around. And I believe I always like to have everything I can have at that specific moment, and bring those references and absorb the reference and translate in another different things from a mix that through me and through my collaborators, and we think about that new universe that we're trying to bring.
I think we're just about to have to wrap it up, so probably just time for one last question. Unfortunately, but time is cruel, you know, that's how yes. It is though. But I definitely want to ask you this, and again, this may be a simple question, but you've worked on feature films before. This is a series. Is there something about the structure of this series that you find stimulating in different ways from that of the traditional feature film length or structure?
That's a good point, because I'm always doing what I learned to do and what I love to do. I'm always thinking about cinema. I'm not thinking about a TV or something like that. Even before, when the lines were more defined, you know, TV and cinema, I believe that nowadays we don't have this kind of difference. We don't need those then anymore. Before, we used it to have TV shows like, I don't know, 3 seasons, 4, 5, 7 seasons. Each week you have a new episode, because the TVs, they needed that. They must have to, they had to put on their, how can I say, the space they need, you know. It must be Tuesday, 3 o'clock, you must have a new episode. Nowadays, it's different. We have a new way for distribution. Of course, we still have the TVs. But if you don't need to have a new episode that day at that moment, you can watch everything at the same time. You can imagine other possibilities. So a limited series, it's a short limited series, for example. I believe that's a place where creators and their cinema directors, or only people from the original, from TV also, we can find a really special place to build really interesting universes. Limited series can be a really good product as well, too.
Yeah. Gustavo, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for doing this. I appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you. Oh, me too.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.